This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. We begin with breaking news. A senior Vatican official has just announced that Pope Francis has died. He was 88 years old.
Habemus Papa.
It was March 13th, 2013, and when that white smoke signal rose above the Vatican, the world's 1.3 billion Roman Catholics got their first Jesuit, their first ever Latin American pontiff. Jorge Mario Bergoglio's first words to them set the tone for his papacy.
Dare la benedizione, ma prima...
And now I would like to give you the blessing, he said, but first I want to ask you for a favor. Before the bishop blesses the people, I ask that you would pray to the Lord to bless me.
He chose the name Francis after Francis of Assisi. And like that saint, he practiced simplicity and humility. Gone were the red slippers and gold crucifixes of his predecessors. His living quarters were plain, not palatial. He often carried his own bags and drove his own car. For many Roman Catholics, Papa Francisco was a breath of fresh air.
I heard Pope Francis in his message and I couldn't stay away.
He makes me feel great. He makes me want to bring friends to church.
At least 2 million people showed up to hear him speak on Rio's famed Copacabana beach. They listened to a leader who promised to protect the poor, the weak, the environment. Francis was chosen to be a reformer, and he eventually did take on the Vatican's backbiting bureaucracy, financial corruption, and the priest's sex abuse scandals. Some hoped he might go further.
At a press conference aboard a papal flight, he appeared to crack open a space for homosexuals in the church with a single phrase. Who am I to judge, he said.
But while Francis changed the tone of the institution, conservative church teaching stayed the same during his papacy. He reaffirmed church doctrine opposing gay marriage and pretty much everything else, from birth control to the ordination of women. Ultimately, history will decide how the 266th Pope made his mark on the world. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Again, a senior Vatican official confirming that Pope Francis died Monday morning. He said at 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. We'll have more on this CBS network station. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
I can't believe how spotless my floors look after using the Swiffer Power Mop. No more dragging around a heavy mop and messy bucket. Now I get the same deep clean without all the work. Thanks to the powerful solution and scrubbing pad of the Swiffer Power Mop, dirt and grime don't stand a chance, and I don't break a sweat. Mic drop. I mean, mop drop. Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop. A smarter way to mop. Try it or your money back.
People in Des Moines, Iowa are rallying to help eight men whose sober living facility was destroyed in a fire.
No one was injured, but the home suffered severe damage.
All of their personal belongings, anything that they had of value, they would have had here. This was their home.
Jesse Goodwin co-founded the Kingdom Living Program. He and the other volunteers have found temporary housing for the men, and they're collecting clothing and cash donations.
They're in the most vulnerable spot in their lives, trying to get their life back together, so absolutely, it's going to be a hard road for them.
Goodwin keeps reminding the men of the program's mantra.
Stay sober, stay productive, go to work, you're going to be just fine.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The breaking news at this hour, a senior Vatican official just announcing that Pope Francis has died. He was 88 years old. Francis ascended to the papacy in March 2013 following the unexpected resignation of Pope Benedict. Again, the Vatican confirming the Pope is dead. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather. It is going to be windy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this morning. We may see a little gradual clearing here by mid to late afternoon. Temperatures steady in the low 50s. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear. 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Late day showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. that Jewish high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said Jewish high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't have a quarter rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog crying all the time.
Updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights starting May 3rd. It's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
He who could take me away from my God. Tell me more. There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
And the world will be a better place.
set. This time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would give the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
I guess you're lonely now. Love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin. Don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on.
Smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying.
I know that he hurt.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Up on the roof, up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof.
On the roof, it's peaceful as can be. And there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Starts getting you down. There's room enough for two.
trouble and you need a helping hand, and nothing, oh, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, now all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking on your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know that you've got a friend? People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Don't you let now. You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, fall? Now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes I will. No, you've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
You don't know what I got. fire's gonna jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
CBS News Special Report. The Vatican says Pope Francis died this morning.
Con profondo dolore devo annunciare la morte del nostro Santo Padre.
The announcement in Italian a day after Francis made an Easter appearance at the Vatican. He spent more than a month in the hospital this winter for double pneumonia. CBS's Tina Kraus.
From his first words as Pope,
fratelli e sorelle, buonasera.
Francis displayed a humble style that earned him the nickname the People's Pope.
In an interview with CBS, the Pope addressed the church's sex abuse scandal.
It cannot be tolerated. When there is a case of a religious man or woman who abuses, the full force of the law falls upon them. In this, there has been a great deal of progress.
Bells at Notre Dame in Paris tolled 88 times today for Pope Francis, who has died at the age of 88. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.